listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row.
All right.
Hold on. Let me make sure all that shit is going on. Okay. All right, ready?
I didn't break that mic.
Well, good. Then fucking who else did? You were the only one fucking screaming on it like an asshole.
Hey, nobody would be quiet, man.
No shit. Nobody wants to hear your crap.
All right, Karen.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to hear what the fuck Karen Sanford's up to.
It's fun when you're not breaking stuff, you know?
All you had to do was fucking be quiet. I would have delivered a speech to make this fucking station famous. You didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you broke a mic, and now it's a problem.
It's famous now. It's a good radio show.
Is it?
No. But still, like, you get so excited. Like, that was an accident, but, you know, I'm sure it's fine.
All right.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
It's the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com. All right. We are here, or I am here, with Karen Centerfold. Dan's not here tonight, Karen.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a second.
There you go. All right. Welcome, Karen.
Yeah.
Dan's not here tonight.
No, he's not.
You think he's very handsome.
Sure. He's married.
Yeah, I know. But has that ever stopped you before?
Oh, I've been seeing somebody for 12 years, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And I broke up with somebody, Robert, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling me about that earlier.
Yeah.
It's a bummer breaking up, right?
Boyfriend and honestly, sugar daddy. And I knew him for I've known him for 12 years and he keeps calling me back, you know. And apparently he was born with a very, very small heart.
Oh, I thought you were going to say small dick.
No. He has a very, very, very small heart. And he called me up trembling and he said, you know what? I'm going to have this trailer trash girl move in with me. He didn't say trailer trash, but a lady from the South, a brunette. And he doesn't even like brunettes, you know. He told me I was all he wanted, you know.
Oh, man.
And so he said she's approximately 44 years old. And so he said, and she...
I'm not following that.
She doesn't make me wear rubbers like you do. You know, like I made him wear rubbers for 12 years. He never put it in my pussy.
Why not?
Because I told him, if you want to put it in there, you can just marry me or give me marriage money. You know, and he resented that so much 12 years later when he got his pension from working for the Air Force as an electrician that he, you know, he said, well, I'm not going to do that. And I said, fine, then you can just go out and sleep with the, and I used a word I can't use on Skid Row Radio.
Oh, you could use any word here on Skid Row Studios.
I know that, but, you know, I don't want to use that word. You know, I just told him, fine, you can just see that trailer trash girl from Mississippi. So, you know, I mean.
So he dumped you for another woman?
He is trying to make me take the rubbers off him so he can have sex with me. You know, without keeping his promise, like he promised to marry me in 2005. And he was really impressed with me, with everything I do and everything I've done.
Like, you totally turned him on, right?
Well, yeah,
did you do for him that he enjoyed?
He's a submissive. He likes S&M and I did it both ways.
Would you put things in his butthole?
I did that. Yeah.
What's that? I mean, what's that all about? Like, he likes that?
He does. Yeah, he's submissive and he's dominant.
Reminds me of a show that we have on Skid Row, Love Bite. They do that kind of stuff.
That's a good name for it. That's a good name for it. And and maybe if you support me, I might be able to get you a lot of viewers for something like that.
Right.
So anyway, he'll call me back. He'll call me back and he will pester me. He's also trying to move to Las Vegas, and I won't really miss him. So I went from doing that to trying to do community service instead of wasting $200. A judge today scared me, you know, and I have to write the judge a letter and have a lawyer sign it because the judge was asking me for money, and I don't believe that I should have to pay money. I think I should be able to do community service instead of paying money for a jaywalking ticket. And I also fell down last month.
There's a lot of stuff happening with you.
And at the end of last month.
You've been having a lot of bad luck lately, you've been telling me.
No, not bad luck, just situations. I'm dealing with real, real low-class people that are out and about, you know.
Just fucking shitheads, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is like, I can outdo them. In other words, I stood up for myself when my ex-boyfriend, Robert, lied to me, you know, and he's introverted. He has all these problems, and he's a woman hater, and I was trying to change that about him, and I couldn't. He'll be a woman hater and go, and all he does is fight women, and he'll be like that for the rest of his life. His wife divorced him because he's into too much kinkiness and S&M. His children, he did not get to see his children grow up at all, and he said, "My
wife."
You
think we can call him?
No, I don't want to do that, because then you're saying, that's kind of like saying, hey, Karen will let you lie to her and breach on your promises. Mm-hmm. And that's the wrong thing to do.
Well, you know? I want to get all the details about what's been going on. And you know what? Let's play a couple songs, take another break, get some air. And we'll be right back with Karen Centerfold on the More Music Radio Pod.
And Skid Row Radio.
All right.
So don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh!
So what do we do?
You totally want to do
SkidRow.LA.
Just went really mean to me. I got free. www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
My name is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Welcome back. Keep the music going, man. We're going to need some music. We need a good mood in here, man, because Karen Centerfold is so bummed out right now. Like, I've never seen her like this. The last time, I don't know if you heard the clip from earlier, right? I mean, you had energy. It was a kind of a angry energy, but I mean, tonight is just, it's an off night for Karen Centerfold. You're very bummed out.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Damn, does this music help at all?
No.
Do you want to get up and dance to this?
No.
It's not even... Maybe if Nick raises it up a little bit. Let's boost it up a little.
It doesn't do a thing for me.
Damn it. What kind of music would do a thing for you?
None,
huh?
No.
So is it... What's the biggest thing that's bothering you?
that leeches people that are... Can you lower that music, Nick?
She's in a bad mood tonight.
Could you lower that even more? What's bothering me is that I'm just a totally nice person, and there's all these leeches out there, out in this culture, and they ask you to trust them, and you try and do it, and then they screw you. They screw you over. And I wasn't prepared for all the problems I've got right now, you know. All I'm asking to have happen is I'm just trying to do some community service and not get ripped off for like $200 in a court. There was a judge, an 80-year-old black man, 80-year-old black
judge. So what happened? You were in court today, right?
Yeah, this morning and on Hill Street. And I got a jaywalking ticket from this ugly-looking dyke. You know,
I was going to tell you, if the cop was going to give you a ticket, you should have offered to like suck him off or give him a handy.
It was
something.
A dyke. It was a dyke. A hardcore lesbian, you know.
Would you lick a lady?
Oh, no. But anyway.
Not that.
I couldn't. The judge.
That's not your thing.
The judge was scaring me, you know. And so I couldn't really. I pleaded no contest, but he made me think that the entire fine was like $25. It was that he actually increased it by $24, and I'm just unhappy about that, you know.
Oh.
And I will get over this small hearted boyfriend of mine who has a very, very, very small heart that hates women, and I got over a head contusion, you know.
So you fell down. So we already know the boyfriend, then we'll get back to that. That seems very complicated, but how did you fall down and hit your head?
I had a guy HIV tested in a clinic, and I obviously...
You like to test all your lovers,
all
right?
Well, I don't have a lot of lovers, you know, I'm real particular. I broke up with my boyfriend, Sugar Daddy Robert, who is 61 years old, something like that. And, I had a guy, a rock singer, you know, living with me that all these people at the 5-Star met. Alan from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And he was living out of his car because he was sort of a sleazy street bum, you know. And I said,
where'd you meet him?
At the Sancho's Art Gallery during a germ show with Don Bowles, Don Bowles. It wasn't a germ show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was pretty nice. And I used all these safety precautions on him, but I said, oh, so you want to stay with me, right? I said, well, I have got to test you for diseases.
And is it true that when a woman looks at a guy, he or she already knows that if she's going to sleep with him or not within the first like 10 seconds?
No, there's different women have different ideas about what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. And
this guy,
I thought with him he would be good intimately, and I used super precautions on him, and he was good, but he was a sleazy street bum that was privately taking speed, and he was pussy, nasty, and he did some favors for me, like he bought me a nice outfit that was expensive.
So he had a lot of money?
No, he didn't, actually.
So how did he get the money to buy the expensive outfit?
He's got some money, but he's actually limited. And anyway, I had some plans for him, but he had absolutely no class. So when he called me back, I just said, you know, thank you, Alan, you know, and I was nice to you. I got to go, you know, and he was shocked about that, you know. And anyway, you were asking me how I fell.
Yeah.
I tested my...
You took him to get an AIDS test, right?
Yeah.
Where do you take somebody to get an AIDS test?
At a clinic that does it anytime.
How long does it take?
20 minutes.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to wait for like a couple weeks.
They can tell if you have HIV by doing an oral pink stick test around your gums.
Does that mean that you have to put a... penis in your mouth?
No, you put, a nurse puts a...
I don't think that's a test. I think that might be tricky.
A medical assistant puts a pink HIV stick test in your upper and lower gums, and it can tell they can tell whether you have HIV or not.
Does it shoot out cream like a medicine or something?
Inside
the mouth.
And so I came out clean.
What does that taste like?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Uh-oh.
I came out clean. I was looking for Alan. Alan did not come back to the clinic for over an hour. It made me think he might have HIV. And I had just broken up with my boyfriend, who was also clean. And I didn't know where he was, so I fell down the stairs. I fell palms first, and my head fell up against a wall, and it hurt. I had a huge, huge swelling, you know, an inch high, and they gave me an ice pack, and it came down two stairs, and
So it wasn't like a whole
to make it short I got over that, and Alan came back, his test was negative, but I kicked him out of my place anyway, because I offered to have him move in for like only $400 to live with me.
Yeah,
which he could make money talking about me.
Right,
And so I kicked him out because he didn't want to share in the rent, and he was pissed at me. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, oh, let me sleep in your bed. I said, give me $400, I'll let you move in. He didn't do it, so I kicked him out, and that's life.
Did you have sex with him?
Yeah, he was really good, but he was a sleazy street bum, and there's not much future for sleazy street bums.
What do you mean by really good? Like, what is a good lover to Karen Centerfold?
He was good having intercourse, and I can't really explain it because I'm not getting paid to explain it.
Well, please,
and
come on.
There's other topics.
Don't be afraid to talk about it. I mean, I hate it when people are afraid and they don't want to talk about stuff. Come on,
I'll talk about that if Skid Row Radio ever gets upscale.
Well, do you know Skid Row Studios is moving to New York? And in fact, that's where Jeremy's at.
He's not there right now.
He's already on the road.
He's creating a Skid Row there.
Yeah, Skid Row Studios.
If the Skid
Row's
here and it moves up in scale, I might come back, you know? It's always an idea.
You know, they wasn't too happy that you were going to come back. It was still, remember the whole mic killing, you killed the mic that one time. But
never
I vouched for you.
That'll never happen again. Just try your best to have
You lose your temper a lot, huh?
Let's put it this way. And I'm not out to like insult you, you know.
I have known you for a lot of years.
Skid Row Radio isn't really going far. Skid Row Radio could really go far.
What are some tips? We need some tips then.
Sure, you let somebody important or somebody that has status talk about something important and make a point for at least 10 minutes.
Like Rodney Bingenheimer?
Talk about him, yeah.
You were telling me he's a racist. You always say he's racist and stuff.
He's prejudiced, yeah. Mm. I mean,
to run the thing, right? Well, I don't understand what you're saying. So how do we do it? Let's say you're in charge of Skid Row Studios LA. Let's say everybody elects you to be the in control of it. What would be your first step?
My first step would be to see if Jeremy could get the grounds to sell products, get advertisers here to make it money, and I hope he is too, Jeremy, if you're listening.
He was supposed to
answering
be here, but
the
he
question,
took off earlier.
Answering the question. And concentration, Vince.
Yeah. Just don't touch that mic. Right. Remember what happens when you touch the mic.
Concentration. It means that you let somebody who knows what they're talking about make a seriously important
point. Yeah, but I need you to get to the point, Karen. Sometimes you ramble and you ramble.
All right,
and it's
fine.
Like I can't take
you
it.
You get to the point. You talk about evidence of somebody being prejudiced, and you talk about that for 10 minutes straight, and you keep viewers tuned in.
Right.
Viewers that buy products that advertisers advertise on a radio station like this to make it famous. In other words, like K-Rock was always a racist, sexist, prejudiced station, and it still is. The reason that they're prejudiced against blacks and they don't want their music to come up there is because somebody like Rodney Bingenheimer and all the other people there feel that black people are going to kick their butts and move in there and practice their music and stuff like that. So they don't know how to get along with black people. And they have all these other prejudices, you know. Mm-hmm. And so But they've been around a long time, and they're pretty much passe anyway, because today, I mean, like, there's all these stations that go on computer. Like, I was on, yeah. I was on Magic Monster Radio Monday.
The other day.
On Monday night.
Were you in a better mood over there?
Sort of. I talked about the time when I was in the Coast Guard, you know, and I had to wear like an orthopedic bra, and
because your tits were too big, or
no? Because it's a policy, you know, and in the military, and I was a flotilla member. I had to guard the coast.
I bet you were a flotilla because you would float, right? Because your big tits,
right? And somebody, Matt, talked about being in the army in Germany, and then we talked about prejudiced people, like poor man, Rodney.
You want to call poor man? We got his number. Should we get him on the phone? Let's see if he'll.
You could try.
Yeah, you know, maybe after the next break, I think Nick might have the number over there, and we might, you know, let's try to make some calls and stuff. Maybe we can call up Don Bowles. I know he said that he wanted to call in, but I don't know. We can't take calls right now, can we? Are you going off through the air? Oh, okay. Let's talk. When I stop talking, it just goes dead, and they can't hear you talking. I want everybody to hear Nicholas. All right. Everybody, this is Nick. You're talking, right? Are you on? There you go. All right.
I can take calls, but I can't make any calls right now. My screen is acting buggy right now.
Okay, but we can take calls at 800-893-9562, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I don't know. Maybe what I can do is I can maybe use my phone, call on three-way, and do it like that. Maybe we could try that shit when we get... See, we're thinking, man. You and I, we're a team.
We're going to figure
this
it out.
This is the dude. Solid team, man. I mean, I know Dan's not here, and I know Jeremy and Sonia are not here, but it's you and me, and Karen Centerfold makes three.
Yup.
Right?
Yup.
That rhymes.
Yeah. Figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Hey, well, you know what? Let's take another break. We're going to play another couple songs, and when we get back, we'll try to make some phone calls, and we'll talk more with Karen Centerfold on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Here we go.
Have you got the bathroom key?
Money under my running.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcast the international downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
This is Kanye Fonseca.
Oh, man. We got this chick playing shit again. You know what I mean? It's playing all the same things again. This is the night when things mess up. This is the night. This is a test, Nick. So hold on. Let me try to stop this. I'm going to try to restart the program. And let's talk a little bit. Karen Centerfold went to go to... I don't know where she's going to go right now. She's going to go to the restroom or something. Talk to me, man. I got to get this shit rebooted. So every once in a while, this program that we use to play the songs and stuff, like, it goes wacky and it'll start playing all the stuff all at once. And so what's that? No. Go on air, man. Yeah. When we're talking, yeah, let's go on air, man.
All right, dude. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out over here. I'm text messaging with Jeremy to try and get my monitor to display everything that... I guess what you're seeing on the talk room monitor, I'm supposed to be able to control it all back here, but everything is working right now beyond the screen, so I'm trying to tech it out with him right now. So we'll figure it out. Everything will be all right. We're still doing the show right now, and it's being broadcasted, so everything will be all right, dude.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wonder if Jeremy's listening right now. If Jeremy, if you're listening, please call up, man. Karen Centerfold's in the restaurant right now. Who knows what she's doing? She's probably taking a shit or something. yeah, man. So this is our first test, and maybe we should just like not have any guests, and it could just be me and you, man.
Just BSing on the mics back and forth.
Yeah.
And just talking. I'm back here
talking
too. All right. We should still play music though, because I like when we play music, man. It adds more.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to get that shit fucking situated right now.
Yeah,
it's hard, man, because like this is actually the second time that I've used this thing.
Yeah,
and so like I gotta try to. I had everything fucking planned out. It was all good here, And it is now. I got to reload this shit, man. So why don't you take over, man? Why don't you talk to us about working at Skid Row Studios? How did you get here, man? How did this come about?
All right. So I was actually on Facebook, and I was looking at a person who has a show here, Lee from Piñata Hour.
Right.
He has a show, and I have him on my friends list, and he had him. Post saying they were looking for some interns. So I got the information from the post, and it was Jeremy's email. I emailed him, and he told me to come the next day to check it out. And so I did for a little tour and see what they were all about. And ever since then, I've been coming back and interning. And now I work here behind the soundboard. And it's been probably nearly a month. I've done...
You like it here, right?
Yeah, I like it here a lot. It's the best media-related job. It's like so fun. I want to say it's like... it's too fun to be a job. It's just... It's really awesome over here. It's been good working with all the hosts and their guests. It's fun to be back here working sound. And it's just good times, man. It's very interesting and nothing but a good time. It's not there's never a dull moment or anything. So yeah, I've been here about a month, and every time it gets a little better.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's been good.
Is everything streaming okay? Did Jeremy say that everything was streaming?
Yeah,
he's hearing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe he can call 800-893-9562 and call us up. I think because Patrick was supposed to be coming down. You remember Patrick, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so he was supposed to be coming down, and he said that he can't really hear the what do you call it?
The songs. The signal's not going through?
Yeah, that's what he said, but, you know.
You're not playing any songs right now, right? Because I have the fader for that turned down.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So what else is new, man? What do you think Karen Centerfold? Okay, so Karen's not here right now.
Yeah, maybe she...
But were you freaked out? Because have you ever met Karen Centerfold before?
I'd only seen her around town once before. I've only been in LA for 4 months, and I remember I was at a show about a month or two ago, and I saw her there at the show, but it wasn't until they showed me a picture of her later, and I realized I saw her in public before that I put two and two together, and she's here with us right now. And she doesn't... She doesn't trip me out.
So what do you think? She fine or what? Would you plug her?
I don't know, dude. She's probably in there taking a shit, no doubt.
Oh, here she comes. Oh, yeah. Well, she's great.
Yeah.
And that's why I always like to have her on the show. She's always awesome. Yeah. And it's just really cool, man.
Yeah, you know? No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to what we do.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me see. I think I got this thing figured out where we're going to be able to play some songs and stuff.
Okay.
Karen, how you doing?
Right.
You know, like Karen, I was showing her how you know, we're playing these songs and stuff. And so she can see how complicated it is. Well, what do you think about this?
What songs?
All this stuff that I was showing you the program right now. I'm getting everything ready because we're going to go try to do this break again. So, all right, Karen, when we get back, we're going to talk to you more about your breakup and more about everything. We can just talk to you about anything.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about whatever. We're just trying to get back into the groove of things. I think we're ready, man. Okay. And we'll be back. All right, let's try this again. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Money under my burner. Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh shit, whoa, whoa, that was awesome right there, God damn, wow, shit, oh shit, oh Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, get the water, nigga, Jesus Christ, Lord have mercy. Get the water, nigga. It's going down. Oh, the motherfucking bootleg firework shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row. LA.
Caio Fonseca, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here on a very, very exciting night. All right. Yeah, what do you think, Nick? Been throwing some curveballs and shit?
Definitely, but this is all meant to happen, dude.
Yeah, man. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. It was all meant to test to see how we can do it, man. If any of these problems come up, to see if we can do it, and I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Karen?
About what?
About how the show's going.
It's all right.
You just handed me a note. You're talking. These are the bullet points. These are the topic points that you want me to hit. Right?
I mean, I can suggest them if you don't have any specific ones.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about you tell us about girls in AA programs and
I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for a lot of girls in AA programs, like Danny at Sancho's. This lady wanted to talk to me. She didn't want me to throw a rock music event that is too wild, like where films of me where I'm not wearing any clothes or shown. So she had me come down there to talk about an event, and it was actually an AA program that somebody was throwing. So I offered some advice to some girls that were there, you know, because I feel sorry for most women in LA, Vince, mm-hmm. because when they go out on dates with men and they're not from LA, or if they are, a lot of men, not all of them, but mm-hmm. most men in LA are not very nice.
Oh, don't be stereotypical. That's not right. You're talking to two men here.
No, you're nice, but there's okay, not very many nice guys in LA from my experience. Mm-hmm. And you see, when girls go out with guys that are not from LA, or girls are seeing guys from LA that they don't understand, and they ask me questions like, why are men so conservative in LA? Most of them are so conservative. It's because a lot of men in LA work for movie studios, record companies, music studios. And the ones in show business and real estate and other areas where they work for wealthy, wealthy people, they have to be very, very conservative. Mm-hmm. And if they go out with a girl that somebody doesn't like because she's not, her clothes are not expensive.
She looks like a hoe.
Or she doesn't look nice enough for them, and they're rich. They can fire that guy, and mm-hmm. and so men in LA ever since the 1920s, when you know film was a new thing, and they didn't even have talkies then in the 1920s, have been like that. It's because rich people are subjected to being sued, you know, and people will try and sue rich people any chance they get. So men that come here to live and they're working in show business, like for movie producers, and they hire people, and so they go out, and a girl that they see isn't wearing real expensive clothes, or her manners aren't right, or she's not the kind of race that a rich person prefers.
What races do rich people prefer, generally speaking?
It depends. I mean, I cannot answer.
Right?
I can't answer a question like that because there's all these different, you know, areas of what rich people can prefer, and they have mm-hmm. all these different tastes, you know. But guys run into problems, and they play a lot of games with girls. And this is what I tell girls at AA programs if I ever go to them, which I rarely do. Mm. I tell them what I have just told you, that guys are, if you don't understand why they're so conservative, that's why they're conservative. Because when they work for rich people in LA and movie producers and the movie producers or somebody that they're working for says, oh, I don't like that girl. And the guy goes out with them, they can fire that guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, that's one thing. And so, girls get depressed about that. They go to AA programs and they should know better, you know, like
I didn't understand that in the mid 80s. And a sugar daddy I had back then gave me a 1977 Coupe de Ville cream colored Cadillac.
Wow.
And I was so.
How old were you back then?
I was so depressed.
Women don't like to talk about age. I keep.
I was
that
so depressed. I went out, I dropped Valium, I mixed it, 10 milligram blue Valium, I mixed it with gin, and I wrecked that Cadillac. And I learned that my lesson the hard way. And a lot of these girls don't learn that lesson. And a lot of them have died, you know? And so getting clean, it's an important thing.
Right. You know? You were telling me that there's been some overdoses and stuff, and you want to try to encourage me to kind of go straight a little bit,
Not
sexually, because I'm already there, but I'm saying drug-wise and alcohol-wise, you want me to go straight.
I'm telling you to minimize your intake on alcohol and weed, because you want to be straight because... if you get into serious situations,
I might overdose on weed, right?
No, that's not possible. It's just that tomorrow something serious might come up, and you've got to be able to deal with whatever it is, because you want to take life really seriously. And if leeches get a hold of you, like real screwed up, mean people mm-hmm. are trying to take advantage of you, and you don't know what to do. If you're straight, you'll really know what to do. But if you're coming down from weed still and a night where you smoked a lot of it, mm-hmm. you may not know what you're doing the next day, you know? So that's the importance, to say the least, of getting clean.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, so do you think I have a problem or something?
No, I don't think you have a problem. I'm just suggesting that you try and be straighter than you usually are, you know, mm-hmm. and you're not too bad. I know guys that are still doing coke, speed, drinking heavy, and it catches up to you. It catches up to you, and
keep going. No, I'm sorry.
It catches up to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to actually try to get in on the phone call thing. We can't make phone calls right now, but I tried calling with my cell phone right now, and I think that's where the confusion is.
All right.
I think that's what all that noise is.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, all I really do is I don't drink too much. I mean, sometimes when I'm like kind of stressed out or something, I'll start drinking a lot, and I'll start smoking like weed and stuff. And yeah. Like, man, I'm just going down the wrong road, aren't I?
No, I mean, like, you know, you really got to see your doctor. You got to test yourself out. Do you smoke weed every day?
Well, I've never tried marijuana, but one day I'll try it. I don't know. I don't think I do it right. I don't think I smoke weed right every day. No, I smoke weed quite often, practically every day.
I don't.
Every day, yeah.
I don't.
Why not? What kind of stuff do you do? You never
just,
really talk about...
I'm straight most of the time.
You smoke weed every once in a while, right?
On occasion.
On occasion, yeah. Do you drink?
On occasion. Mm. But I'm straight most of the time.
What were you like when you were in your youth? This is something I've never really talked to you about.
When it came to drugs, I was a cokehead. And I was a lot thinner. And
at what age did you start doing drugs?
13.
Wow.
Definitely.
What was the first drug at 13 that you used?
Acid. LSD.
That was the first drug that you used at 13?
In San Francisco.
You skipped alcohol, you skipped cigarettes, you skipped marijuana, and you just went right to acid.
Yeah, it was the first thing I offered to me, besides pot. First it was pot, then it was acid, then it was Reds, you know.
So what's it like 13 years old, the first time that you try acid? I mean,
with me.
Did you freak out?
There were black guys that gave me fake IDs. I could pass for 21 years old. I dressed like I was older. Thanks to Frederick's
Hollywood.
Were
you having sex at that age?
Oh, yeah.
What age totally did you was. Lose your virginity?
Probably 14.
Oh, okay. So like the year something after like you did acid.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
How many times have you dropped acid in your life?
I'd say like about 17 times, something like that. I had holy mostly shit. All good trips, including an acid trip with Mr. LSD, Timothy Leary, under the Santa Monica Pier one fateful early afternoon, and the acid he turned me on to, Dr. Timothy Leary,
right,
was LSD pure. And today there's like microdot acid, and when I did it, I said, "Hey, you know what? I'm not getting off." And Timothy Leary said, the Who, the rock band The Who, they even did a song about him. I mean, no, not The Who. The Moody Blues even did a song about him, you know. Oh, and The Who mentioned him in a song. I told him, "Hey, I'm not getting off." He said, "Come under the pier." And he said, "You're going to." So...
How old was he and how old were you? Were you
about
the same age?
Oh, he was at least... Oh, no.
He was a lot older.
Oh, hell no.
Were you scared being around with an older weirdo acid guy? Or you were just like, cool, you're with
me? Oh, no. I know Venice Beach in Santa Monica. We went under the pier. I got off then. He was right. I got off. Mm-hmm. And when I got off, he started coming on to me. And I pushed him away and... The acid was so strong, my trip was so strong that I looked at him, you know, under the pier, and he was just like a prune. I said, "Get away from me like that." And he got mad at me. And I said, "I'm sorry. You know, I'm seeing somebody. I mean, I have a boyfriend." And I said, can I tell some friends about this stuff? And he got mad at me. And I said, "Hey, the least I could do is take you back to Venice Beach. You know, I'm going back that way, you know." So he walked away mad, and I started, you know, I walked him back to Venice Beach. He was quiet, you know, he was disappointed. And I said, "You shouldn't be. I mean, there's other girls, you know."
So you almost had to, what if he would have forced himself on you? Has anybody ever tried to do that?
I'm tall and I would just push him away, you know.
You're pretty tall. You have strength.
I pushed him away, you know, and he would want to have sex with a girl that was more willing. One of his wives committed suicide probably because she had acid that was too heavy duty, and acid can burn your brain out. Screw you up until you go to a mental institution.
Isn't it dangerous for a young woman to be in the drug scene with like a lot of weird characters? Like you were never scared about that? Has anything ever been bad happened?
I've been raped before at a party. A guy that's in prison right now.
Is he in prison for the rape?
No, he's in prison for drugging girls. Conning people on his that he bought a house, you know, up on Benedict Canyon.
What did he do to you?
I was at a party. He drugged my drink. A couple guys raped me, and it's a long story, and I don't want to get into it because
that's pretty awful.
I know.
Did you tell anybody about it?
Yeah.
And you called the police, and they went over there to go get him.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
That's some hard stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not in the best mood to talk about that, right?
It's not. This is not one of my better, funnier nights.
Yeah, I know. So what do you think? Is everything going to get better? I mean, you seem like in a rut. I'm usually in a great mood.
I hope so.
What would make you feel better right now? Acid?
Resolving the ticket, you know, where they want money off me and extending a chin of Lacoste, this lady that did a documentary on me. She told me to trust her. She said she'd have that film ready in April. She lied. She ripped me off. Mm-hmm. And I'm mad about it, you know.
What film?
Documentary on me.
The Centerfold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to come out.
Yeah, she lied. She said she'd have it ready in April, and maybe she didn't lie.
Maybe she didn't have enough time. It takes a lot to do movies.
You're not thinking straight.
That's one of my favorite catchphrases.
You're not thinking straight, and you're not going far in life. The way you can make it in life is when somebody that is important tells you to acknowledge something.
Right,
and she said she'd have that documentary ready last month, in April. She lied and she ripped me off. And so did that faggot Sean Carnage because he has AIDS.
What do you think about that word? That's a really very offensive word. I'm not saying that I don't
faggot,
say it.
I don't care if it's an offensive word because if it wasn't for me sticking up for blacks in San Francisco and Oakland where I'm from, they wouldn't even have jobs today. And if it wasn't for me changing a law that said that two faggots couldn't kiss in public, then gay guys would be going to jail all the time. You know, I stuck up for those
people. Do you dislike gay people?
No, I'm just using a hard word.
That's a harsh word.
Because I'm a hard person. I got to go get a beer.
When I use that word, I'm usually using it like in anger and I'm not even referring to their sexuality. It's just like, you know,
well,
back
maybe
in,
I'm angry. I got to go get a beer. Wait a second.
You're going to get a beer? All right, you know what? Let's play another couple songs. And where's Nick at? Nick, where you at, man? Is Nick around? All right, well, shit. I'm just here myself. Oh, there you are, man. I get scared when I don't see you, man. Nick's trying to fix the computer right now. All right, man, we're going to play another couple songs, man. You ready to do that? Okay, we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Fuck it, let's do it.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod. From Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at the Skid Row.LA.
We'll be right back. Ya, Ching Kasu Yaro Domo. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
We're back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yep.
You know, I was just talking to Karen right now, and like, I'm really upset at Karen because she's like in a bad mood and she's fucking taking it out on me, and I don't like it.
I'm not taking it out on you, Vince. What's happening is that I'm hoping to God that, you know,
I want
to
have you come and talk on a fucking radio show, and you're being so goddamn difficult with every goddamn thing. And I want you to talk, and you don't want to talk.
I do. All right.
I know you're feeling bad and shit like that, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, fuck, I'm trying to fucking be nice to you.
I know you are. You are nice. Okay. I want you to move up in the world, and the way you can move up in the world eventually, I feel you have moved up in the world. Excuse me. Is, I think that you should, have me and a political person from the ACLU or like a left-wing movement, that somebody that wants to reelect Obama, if it makes a difference, come on and talk about how bigotry has been conquered and how we can get financing and how...
Why do you think people don't take you seriously? Answer that question.
They do take me seriously.
What makes you say that?
Recently, I would say like in 2007, I scared everybody to death when I said, we are going to have, I was the first person to say, the first lady to go on TV and say on the CBS News.
That we will have a black president. Yes. I know, but you said that already like 20 times on this show.
I would say also people take me seriously when I tell them, you know, you got to clean up, you can't be getting stoned all the time, and I talk to people that are here today, dead tomorrow, and a lot of people listen to me because it's not like I hold liquor better. I know I'm taking a chance by drinking a little, smoking pot a little. They take me seriously in that respect. They take me seriously. Women take me seriously when I admit to some of them, hey, you know what, I didn't know that guy was your husband and he hired me to pose naked. He made money off the photos, and I had him. I made it with him. You know, women take me seriously in that respect. Men take me sometimes very seriously when they're younger, a lot younger than me, and they photograph me naked. I make it with them, and they sell softcore porn on me. You know, or lingerie porn, or just nude stuff.
I want to know like the new stuff that you haven't said on this show 20 times already.
I'm upset at Xenia Chen because she hasn't released a documentary on me.
And we're talking about the Centerfold documentary,
yeah,
right?
She said she'd have it ready in April. She called me up about it. She didn't do it. I feel she ripped me off. I'd like to have a copy of it.
Technically, it's June now, right? It's June 1st almost?
Yes, it is. It's the 1st tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. In about 20 or 40 minutes, it's going to be the 1st and it's not ready?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what happened? So what was the problem with it? What needs to get done?
What happened was she goes to Santa Monica College and she lives with the guy who is her boyfriend. They're serious. She's in college. She worked hard interviewing me, and I asked her if there's something in this that I want edited out. Are you willing to do that? She said yes. And Sean Carnage, who put
what
his...
What did you want edited out?
I wanted edited out this guy that said I was stalking Sky Saxon of the Seeds, the lead singer of the Seeds, which I was not. I never stalked him. His ex-fat wife, Sky Saxon's ex-fat wife, Maria, didn't want me coming backstage when I stopped going to Seeds shows because Sky, in the end, he died in 2009. He was burnt out on drugs, and he lost his real ability he had when he started out to really sing
his rock songs good, you know, and his ballads. And I used to sing with him in shows.
And so this guy said that you were stalking him.
That I was stalking him, and I wasn't. And also a guy in the documentary.
Well, everybody knows that's not true. Right?
That it. You wouldn't do that. I wouldn't stalk him. No, his wife was jealous of me because I'm on the album Adrenaline, and I'm in a documentary with Sky Saxon called Psychedelic Walk, The Last Acid Trip, and it shows Sky Saxon and me walking down the Santa Monica Pier on acid.
Couldn't they use that and then like have a clip of you explaining it, like kind of rebutting it?
No.
Maybe that's a good idea.
No, it's just it's a short, like a 20-minute good.
And so you're mad at Sean Carney. You even called him the F-bomb for gays.
You know, I mean, I call gay guys, you know, gay, funny, fags a little bit sometimes if they're cool with that. If they're not, I don't do that, you know. And Sean had this really great experience. He put me in the movie 40 Bands in 80 Minutes, and it's a worldwide film that sells around the world. You know, everybody's seen it. And especially in the rock scene, it's got like 40 bands in it, you know. And and I'm kind of like the narrator. And he did good then, but he abused me in this documentary called Centerfold, because he put these three segments in it. One that he said I stalked Sky Saxon, which I didn't do, which was embarrassing as hell.
So the Sky Saxon, what's the other one?
A guy said that I didn't have any business doing things in clubs when I put bands on and had them play. And a girl said I punched her. Tukey said I punched her. I didn't punch her. I pushed her.
I thought Tukey was your friend.
She is. But I pushed her off on the side at the mime club because I was filming Don Bulls, and Don does poorly since the germs are not really together anymore. And I was trying to help Don, and I had to push her out of the way to film Fancy Space People, a new band he's in that I make appearances in that band as their siren that MCs them and throws glitter and tons of it at the audience. I had to push Tukey out of the way because she was so drunk she wouldn't listen. She wouldn't move out of the way. And a guy had this expensive camera that had to film them. I got the film. I gave it to a girl at the Wiltern, and that's how Fancy Space People got on a bill with Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
All right. So so those things were said in that documentary, and I told Sean, take it off the internet. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Sean wouldn't do it for 10 months. Then I said, what can I do to get you to take it off? And he did. And then he said, I don't want anything to do with the documentary anymore. I said, I'm sorry about that. And Xenia called me up. Xenia Chin, who produced it, called me up and said she'd have it ready in April. She didn't call me back. So I feel she ripped me off.
When was the last time you talked to Sean Carnage? Because he produced the film,
right?
I
saw him a couple weeks ago. He thought he could...
Are you guys getting along?
We see each other, but we're not doing anything professional anymore because he's upset with me because I told him to...
You're difficult to work with.
I'm not difficult to work with, Vince. He just wouldn't take it off the internet.
See how you're getting upset?
He wouldn't take it off the internet. He wouldn't take that documentary where it says these lies about me off the internet. What would you do if somebody did a documentary on you and lied about you? You wouldn't like it. You'd tell them to take it off the internet. He wouldn't do it. He felt he could abuse
you
me.
You thought it was kind of demeaning you or something,
yes,
right? Is that what you're saying?
It was very demeaning, but there's footage of me defending Latins in MacArthur Park where I'm calling Chief Bratton a Nazi to his face for shooting up the Mexicans in 2007
Isn't
on May 1st.
Isn't there other good stuff in this movie though?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it
How long is it?
I'm driving about
an hour?
14 minutes.
It's a 14 minute film and you're complaining?
Yes.
I thought it was like a full length film.
No.
So if you want to cut out those two things, it's going to be like a 5-minute film or something.
If
right?
I wanted to cut that out, it would be like about 13 minutes.
Wow. You know, I think you need like a buffer zone. Like I think you need a manager to kind of like knock you into shape.
Managers are expensive.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody who could make money for him or herself as a manager By getting you bookings or something.
Because I can't afford
people,
one.
Well, I guess when they deal directly with you, it's like, it's very hard. And I'm talking from experience. Like sometimes I'll talk to you on the phone and you'll be like very difficult. And when you hang up the phone, you don't say goodbye, which is insulting. So people will get insulted. And I don't think, I don't know if it's that you don't care about if they get insulted
Vince,
or not.
Vince, do you know how many times you've called me while I have a guy in my apartment that's photographing me and he
in
has
in the
his,
afternoon?
And he has his dick in me? Yes.
All and right. You pick up the have you picked up the phone when I
do
called?
Do you understand?
And the dick has been in you?
Yes. Do you understand, Vince, that you are the coolest guy, but that you have had pretty much a sort of a conservative upbringing, and that's cool. It's
you
cool.
Don't know anything about me, Karen.
I do too.
Have you ever been I to a carne too. Asada over at my house? All right, Karen, you know, we got a call.
All right.
Why don't we get back to this? Caller, you're on the air with Karen Centerfold.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? What's your name?
Raji.
Hi,
Rogers
Raji.
Waters.
Hi, Raji. Oh, Raji Waters. Like, are you the guy in Pink Floyd? No, just kidding.
No, that's my cousin.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Oh, very good. How are things in Vegas?
It's hot over here.
I'll bet it is. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, dude?
I'm all sweaty.
Yeah.
I bet you are. Yeah. What do you do in Las Vegas?
Are you guys sweaty?
Yeah. Not because we're doing anything. It's because it's hot in here.
Do you like it?
No, I don't.
What do you do in Las Vegas?
I bowl.
You bowl?
Yeah.
Good for you. You make a living at that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What a great interview.
Yeah.
That's great. Is that all you do?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So what else is going on with you?
I like looking at my hands.
You're what?
I like looking at my hands.
Good for you.
What are you doing?
What do you like to do? What?
Have you ever seen Karen Centerfold before?
No. Is she pretty?
Yeah, very gorgeous.
I like pretty girls.
She's also in a real bad mood right now.
Why?
And we were talking about how she's sometimes a little bit difficult to work with.
Why is that?
I don't know. What do they say about that, Karen? You've heard that before, though, right, Karen?
Yeah. Sometimes.
You like cats?
Say that again, caller.
You like cats?
No, I like dogs.
That's it? You hate cats?
They're a chicken shit animal because they won't protect you. They won't protect you, and they want to act spoiled. And
they do protect you in the nighttime from trolls that steal your breath.
They're a chicken shit animal. Dogs will protect you.
No, cats they'll protect you from. There's this little troll that goes around. He's maybe about 3 inches tall. Runs around and he steals children's breath in the nighttime, and the cats will come and they'll fight the little troll.
What else?
I heard about that.
Hey, caller. Raji or whatever, what else can we do for you?
Yeah. I think Karen wants to get rid of you.
Can you sing me a song?
You don't have any money, so listen, you low-life poor boy. Why don't you just get lost?
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good song, huh, caller?
Yeah, I like it. I heard about that. You hear that happened to James Woods' kids once. The thing that steals the breath.
Oh, yeah, oh, wait, yeah. No,
that's why I tried to quit smoking. Never mind.
James Woods tried to quit smoking, right?
Yeah.
that movie Cat's Eye, right? Cool.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for calling the radio show, caller. You're in Vegas, but do you want to come upstairs or are you really in Vegas?
Because I was listening in Vegas and I couldn't hear anything. And I tried calling in earlier, and I couldn't go through, so then I drove home to Vegas.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling. You know, I don't know. Is there anything that you want to talk to Karen Centerfold about real quick before we let you go? Because she says you don't have any money. She sang you a song, said you don't have any money, and then she went, you're out of here.
Okay, Karen, I'm going to be totally honest with you. This is Patrick from the Mormons.
No kidding. And what did I say to Vince? I know your voice anywhere.
Oh, that's nice. I know yours, too.
Where are you at, Patrick? Did you want to come up? Are you staying
Patrick
home?
Patrick,
I went home because I couldn't listen to the show. and I tried calling. I mean, maybe you guys were on break or something, so I was like, eh. I didn't want to stand outside in downtown, so just figured
all right. Okay, it's good to see, good to hear from you. Talk to you later. Say a prayer for me because I'm having all kinds of problems.
Did you hear that Karen's having all these kinds of problems? She broke up with her man.
No, I didn't get to hear any of it.
Well, she broke up with her man. Okay, that's like the biggest thing right now, Karen, right? You're bummed out about that, right? In a bad mood. Are you having the monthly visitor? Are you also on the period? No. Is that a... No, she didn't have that?
Thank God. I'm trying to get community service so I don't have to pay a $200 fine.
Oh, yeah. She went to a court and there was a judge that was being racist.
And he wasn't being racist. He's just trying to rip everybody off. Mm-hmm.
Who is he trying to rip off?
People in
everybody?
Court. Yeah, I had a jaywalking ticket and I'm trying to resolve it. And the judge was scary. You know, he's trying to soak money out of people, you know. And
How was he soaking money out of people? I never heard that.
He's threatening them, you know. Like, he's saying, if you want to do community service, I want to see a credit card. And he's asking people to hold up their bank card to scare them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I have to talk to a lawyer about that tomorrow. But I'll resolve it.
Did he, like, have the bailiff pull out, like, a boudoir of yellow jumpsuits or orange jumpsuits to scare everybody? You're going to wear this shit. You don't pay us if they do that. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. That'd work for me.
Mm.
That's basically what it is. When you pay money, you can go pick up trash off the freeway, right? So.
You know what? She's pretty bummed out, man. She's like sitting here. She's kind of like, you know, I'm not feeling
good.
Well,
she knows she's on the radio, right? I want to be entertained.
Yeah, I know. She's very sad. She's not even looking at me. We were arguing earlier.
It's all right.
It's okay. People sometimes get this way, you know?
She's just down.
I'm depressed pretty often too myself.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. I'll try and call you guys up about a music show. You know, music shows are hard to do, but mm-hmm. I'm trying my best to get you one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
No, but you'll do great. You've done pretty good in your life. You know.
Well, we just played at the Silver Lake Jubilee this weekend. And we did the mobile unit on Saturday, and that was the day before that we were supposed to play, and the security guards got mad. Security guards always get mad when we do the mobile unit, and, you know, we are getting some music shows. We played that show. We got a show at the Stardust on June 30th. We probably played about 1,000 shows since we've been around.
Yeah, that's so, good. There's nothing to sneeze at. Huh?
Yeah.
We have a good body of work behind us.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
So, I don't know.
I like it. My cat has fleas, though.
Again. Man, you know, I really wish that you were here, man. It's just us. The show started out kind of like, at first the computer wasn't working, and then we got started, and then it still kind of wasn't working, but the show got started, and then my computer, where the songs are playing, got all fucked up, and, oh, man, it's just been one of those nights, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to come in, but I was, like, driving. I was like, fuck, I was trying to call in, and it was, like, it was just...
You should have came in anyway, forever. just because you didn't hear it on your phone. Maybe it means your phone is on the fritz or something. It ain't working.
Yeah, I tried. I called somebody, and it worked, and I was like, oh,
why didn't you call me?
I did. I texted it to you, but I don't know.
All right. Well, next time you'll come in next week, man.
Yeah. I'll begin to come in earlier when my work stinks is different.
Mm. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, man. I'll talk to you later on. We got some stuff coming up for the Mormons, and I'll try to mention that at the end of the show. All right?
Okay. I'm still trying to listen. I'll try it on this fucking thing again. It worked for like 2 seconds.
So yes. I mean, it's working, right? Yeah. Nick says that it's working, and you want to say hi to Nick?
Okay. Hi, Nick. Where is he? Hello, Nick.
Hey,
how are you?
What up? I'm right here, man. If you want, call back and say, it's working now.
Yeah, I'll try it again because I've been trying to meme it at home. It worked for like 5 seconds. It was like, bah, 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 doing that for a little bit. And I heard like you and Karen arguing for like a minute and it shut off again. So
yeah.
All right, man. Right on.
All right, dude.
I'll try it again. I'll call back and tell you if it's working or not.
All right. Well, thanks. I don't know. This isn't exactly the best show that we've done, you know?
It's all right. Yeah. You know, it's all right. And see,
I don't know if they were able to hear it.
I know. Patrick, listen. I have had a few serious moments with Vince, and what I am really trying to do.
You're really pissing me off.
Because,
man.
Wait a minute, Patrick, because my experience is pretty big for doing professional things, and he doesn't totally understand that, and he is beginning to, okay? And it's
That's not good. It's not easy.
It's not easy. So here's what I want to ask you to do, because you guys are in a really worthwhile band. If you weren't in a worthwhile band, I mean, I wouldn't bother with you. When you did a show, I put up, maybe your band isn't good though. I put up with
what
a
do you
lot.
Think?
What I'm trying to say, Patrick, is try to get Vince to take me seriously when I talk about doing certain things a certain way, like the way I was trying to deliver a speech without an interruption for 10 minutes, you know, because
when you do, Patrick,
I think you should make it 20 and Vince doesn't interrupt and time it.
No, I just asked.
But when 20 minutes is up, you have to stop.
Patrick, listen.
See, without Patrick, even Patrick can't even talk.
Without interrupting me, if you do something like that for 10 minutes and you get people to really listen to it and you film it and it's on the computer as well, people will take Skid Row much more seriously and they will subscribe to it and you'll be more important.
But you don't even have a computer that works. You don't even
listen to Skid Row Studios. I don't, because...
So how do you know?
I've listened to it. It depends on what you consider great being, Vince. I've listened to it before and I've called in, you know, when I've been out doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've supported this as much as I can, you know? And so I, you know, in other words, there are times, it's not like I'm Vince's teacher. I'm not his keeper. I'm a friend of his and yours. And it's like, there's certain things, if you do them professionally enough, people will take Skid Row more seriously. And I just didn't get that when I was here and there was, and I got uptight.
You know? You got uptight.
And I didn't.
You get uptight all the time lately.
I didn't hear the big chunk of the show. I just, you know, this is most
I've
heard
so far. She was uptight the whole time. And then she was trying to she was scapegoating, like using me as a scapegoat.
How do you mean scapegoat?
And she were getting like mad and just because your
scapegoat?
Boyfriend dumped you.
Oh.
I didn't do that.
I'll get over that.
You know?
What do you mean by scapegoat?
Scapegoat means that when you're having a bad time.
You didn't do.
Yeah, scapegoat means that when you're having a bad time, then you take it out on somebody else.
Oh, I wasn't taking it out on you.
Yeah.
What's happening is I called you up. When you called me up,
and you
to
don't
come
say
down
sorry,
here.
That sucks.
When you called me up and you had me come down here, I asked you. I said, "Listen, if I can talk about bigotry, which is a very deadly, serious topic, and it's really good for the radio, and I get it out and I do it without interruption for 10 minutes,
oh boy,
it will be a big." thing.
I just think people will tune out if it's just you constantly talking. I want to talk too. It's my fucking show, right?
I know, but you didn't.
I want to talk too. Can I talk too, Nick? Is that cool? Like, Patrick, is it cool if I talk too? I mean,
you didn't let me do it.
Karen has a point. I want to. The thing is, you have to hear Karen just like totally just give her like 10 minutes to say whatever she wants and have it at the beginning and end of it. Hey, man, no good radio, but I want to know.
I want to do that. I want to do a 10-minute segment without interruption.
You got to edit yourself though.
I want to do a 10-minute segment without interruption if we get a lot of people here again, which I think Vince will, okay? I think that is a great idea, and intellectually, it'll be a good thing.
I don't know. I think I need to get more drunker. I think your
Karen,
idea...
Is there a way you can interview yourself? I mean, like, you know, ask yourself questions, record it, and answer them?
No. See, again, you're acting very unprofessional, Patrick.
No, I'm saying it as kind of like a segment. I don't know.
That, that way no, you know I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to do it that way. It's not really done that way to where people...
I think it'd be interesting. I don't know.
To where people will take it seriously? I don't think so. Why don't you, you know... Try to take it seriously. Try to do more serious things, Patrick.
Well, I'll interview you, but write me the questions I ask you, and I will not stray from them.
Yeah, but okay. Karen, you just go on and on, and like, people, you got to frame what you're talking about, too. Like,
okay.
like people are, don't have that frame of reference that you have going on in your head, and you'll just like go on, and people are like, "What the fuck is she talking about?" You know?
No.
And we all
I
like
was
the
very
stuff
serious
when you're on.
I was
you're on, you know,
very serious about what I was talking about. I knew what I was saying, and I said some things which are true that I can prove.
You want to have a monologue, right? You just want to talk by yourself.
No, I want to talk with a good crowd here, and I want to be uninterrupted for 10 minutes, okay?
So that means a monologue. That's
all right,
what a monologue.
I want to do a monologue for a 10-minute monologue.
A 10-minute monologue?
Yes.
What if I go and I record you and you do the 10-minute monologue and we play it?
It'll stink. It won't be professional. It's supposed to be live, you know?
Live? That was
yes,
just, most people
live.
Listen on
Howard
the podcast.
Howard Stern would do it that way.
Yeah, but you don't like Howard Stern. You told me you don't like him, so
no,
why,
I don't.
Why even
no,
why
he
even
put,
say
No, he put your people down. He called Selena a whore.
No, he didn't. I
yes,
listened to that show. He didn't listen.
Did.
He didn't call her a whore.
He called Selena.
He just said he didn't like
he
the
called
the,
Selena a dead
he didn't like
whore.
The music. That's
no,
what he said.
That is not.
Well, she
what
was
he said.
Definitely dead, but the whore is debatable. You know,
he called her a dead whore. Okay,
but she was dead. You know,
he didn't say was, dead
you
know. Whore. You didn't even listen
he
to the show.
Her,
you're not even a
I
fan of
too.
Howard Stern.
It
show.
Happened in '94. He called
did you
her
hear?
A whore.
Did you
yes.
hear?
Yes. Yes. Vince doesn't believe me. Vince has a problem.
I heard that episode.
Vince has a problem taking me seriously.
Yeah. Well, hey,
you
am
know,
I the only one?
Didn't I tell you guys not to go to Texas and you did it anyway and you got arrested? What do you
yeah,
think of that?
Yeah, everybody told us that.
No, you
there
told
you
us afterwards. That's after we
I
went
told,
to Texas.
I told you before
then you said
that.
You shouldn't have. No, now you're making shit up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, Karen.
I have told every mm-hmm. band not to go to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You did it anyway. What happened? You got busted.
For, yeah, it's not the that's not a big deal.
For what? For driving
for
on the
weed.
Wrong side of the street?
We for got
weed.
Busted for weed.
Did they? Did you?
Yeah. We got arrested for 4 hours, and they were going to send us to prison for weed. Because weed is
well,
such
there
a...
You go.
Well,
there
weed
you go.
Is so dangerous, you know? So you want to make sure that... You stop the people that are musicians and that have weed and threaten to throw them in jail, you know?
It's a racket, but, you know, we're dopey not knowing, like, going into that. We talked to, like, I think people before that already had done it, too, and had the same thing happen to them. It's like, oh, that one happened to us.
It was oregano. I mean, for me, it was oregano because... I like to
smash it before, you know.
I like
know.
To like have menudo and stuff, and I'll bring oregano, and they just didn't understand that. You know, I think in Texas they do it a different way. So anyway, man, I don't know. I really wish that you were here, but if not, that's cool. We'll have you next week. But we're gonna move on with the show. We're gonna play some more songs and kind of wrap it up, man. At this point, I think I just want to go home. I'm tired. I'm
yeah,
getting negative energy, and I'm just like, man, I'm bummed out, man.
Try your
I think
best.
You guys should just, you know,
let's
do some kind of communion together. Just like, just don't say anything. Don't say anything for the last, like, just my idea. Just
right.
Dead air for 5 minutes and just like, bow your heads and
oh, man.
Try and communicate without talking.
The whole point, though, man, is like not to have dead air and not to have like just like rambling. You know?
I know, but this is a little,
that's
this,
what
I mean,
what I've learned
idea.
When I listen to radio shows is like
I would even like go like I know you're not this is the thing
and I'm not
the
best
you, dead air,
you know I'm not the best
but,
at all like by far like I'm just a beginner but like what I
no,
learned is like
no.
rambling.
Vince is a pro. It's just that he needs launching, you know, and the
but
way
this is just something that's never I don't think it's ever been done on radio as far
well,
as I know.
You know, it can be done. You know,
if Jeremy
wants to really launch the show and he gets what?
Well, you know, we did have that 5 minutes of dead air earlier at the beginning of the show. So we already had that. I don't think people were going crazy over that. I don't think people go crazy over dead air because it's like a visual thing. I don't want to have dead air.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying I'll do it too. I'll stay on the line. And
no,
I'll,
it's all right.
I'm done the show.
Well, we still have to. It is the end of the show, man. We gotta. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're gonna have to play a couple songs. We're running out of time. Thank you very much.
Let's play a couple songs and come right back.
Yeah, we'll be back, man. I'll call you. I'll call you in a little while, man.
Downtown
LA.
Okay.
All right, then we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, exciting.
Okay. Bye.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Row Gun.
We're from Pussycat.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
More music! On skidrow.la. You're listening to it.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right, we're here with Karen Centerfold. Not the best night, you know, whatever, but I mean, I guess there are worse nights, you know. I've definitely had some pretty bad nights, and this doesn't even compare to that, you know, even though it has been kind of a rough night technically, a rough night emotionally for Karen Centerfold, and, you know, definitely. We're arguing in the break and stuff. It's just very,
we're arguing about petty things, you know. Vince thought I was insulting him. I wasn't insulting him. I just, mm-hmm. I'm trying to encourage him to just be more professional, and he doesn't understand that. But mm-mm. there is time, and part of that is like I don't want you, Vince, to like think I want you to copy another radio station. I want you to be you. I want you to also understand the value of talking about serious things and maybe allowing somebody else, not just me, to talk about something for 10 minutes and not really interrupt that person or switch the subject, but concentrate, let them, if they have something really heavy to say, I mean, a real heavy topic.
I just get worried that people are getting bored and are like,
oh, they're not
switching off of Skid Row Studios and then going to just jack off to RedTube or something.
Believe me, if you talk about something serious enough, like the LA riots, which I was in,
that's a bummer, man.
It's a bummer, but it's reality, and a lot of people have to live with it, and it's a serious topic, and it would help put Skid Row on the map. Bigger, because not that many people know enough about Skid Row, and they should. I pass out
you
these
wanna
things.
You want to try to get Jeremy on the line in the last couple seconds? Maybe you could say hello to him or something. You want to try to give him a call, Nick? Well, okay, Nick's going to try to get him on the line, and we'll talk a little bit, and we'll see what's going on with Jeremy. I think he might be up in the San Francisco area right now.
Okay.
Saying what's up to Joel, you know? I don't know if Joel would want to talk also, you know, but we'll try giving him a call. Is that it? Is that it ringing right now, Nick? Going through? Oh, boom. Oh, okay. He took his cell phone off the hook.
Jeremy took his cell phone off the hook?
I think so.
Yeah?
Maybe.
I don't think you could take your cell phone off the hook, can you? Doesn't it just go to voicemail? Here, get rid of that. Get rid of that thing. Give him another try, man. Maybe there was just a misdial or something.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Jeremy on the phone. And I mean, I wanted to talk to him because he said he was going to leave tomorrow. I kind of thought he was going to be here. We were going to celebrate. It was going to be like a happy night. But it just turned out the opposite. He's not here and it's not
listen,
a happy night.
Hey, listen, it's not an unhappy night. It's just I was bummed out, okay? And I didn't, you know what? To let you know what a professional I am, I didn't care that I was bummed out. I showed up anyway. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do appreciate that, Karen. I know because you were kind of sitting on the fence. You're like, oh, I really don't feel good. I kind of don't want to go. But I was like, shit, what am I going to do? Just sit there by myself? And I do appreciate
right.
that
you did
you're
the
here.
Right. You did the right thing.
I don't appreciate being talked down to and stuff, especially when I vouched for
How
you after
did,
you broke down the
hold
thing
on.
And everything.
I wasn't talking
I'm
down
to you.
I'm
too tired to read the transcripts. I'm not a court reporter, you know?
I know, but how did I talk to you that you felt I was talking down?
I'd probably be making some money if I was a court reporter.
Tell me how you felt I was talking down.
Well, you
at
say
you.
That you got, you're not doing it professional enough and stuff. And my point is
what
like,
I'm
well,
saying is Skid Row needs.
What's the countdown at? Because I think we're going to have to start playing the role. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, cool.
I just said, Vince, look, I just. I'm saying that Skid Row needs heavier topics and a lengthier time for certain celebrities to talk about something heavy so that we can cram publicity down people's minds and make them want to subscribe to it, you know, and listen in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, there's the end of the show song. Let's get the countdown, man. I didn't start the song. This has been a fucked up night. I hate
tonight. It has not. It has not.
You know
I
what?
Showed
it's
up.
Been so fucked
we
up.
We had some
I'm leaving
jokes.
In 4 minutes and 51
we
seconds.
We had some
right
fun.
Now.
We had some jokes. I mean, I'm bummed out still, but I, you know, I mean, we laughed a little. There you go. You're laughing right now. You know, and I'm dealing with life, and it's hard for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a way, I'm glad I showed up.
Everything's all right.
Hey, so what happened to Jeremy, man? Is this, he disconnected his phone now or what?
I don't know. Every time
he did.
Every time I called, it just went like as if the phone was off the hook, or he just maybe I have no idea.
How were you communicating him when all the problems were happening?
Text messaging, man.
Text
or he
messaging.
He was calling me on my phone because I had to fix the computer in the control room and get the screen to work again.
Yeah.
And then he said he just all the internet stuff wasn't working, but it is now. I was able to work through it with him on the phone. So I got all that.
Cool.
But as to why I couldn't get him on the phone, who
that's
knows?
Weird because like that means that when you get that busy signal like that for cell phones, usually like when you call and someone's not available, it'll go to like the voicemail or something.
Yeah.
That's like a weird, like old-fashioned off-the-hook signal.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Remember with the telephones when they're with the curly cords and stuff,
yeah,
you know, whatever. You just,
phones,
you would leave
yeah.
it off the hook. You didn't, if you didn't want people to call you, you would just leave it off the hook and then you get that.
I'm not home. I'm on a bender.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Jeremy is actually, I think he's in San Francisco right now, and he's making his way over to New York City. He's going to start Skid Row Studios New York. What do you think about that, Karen? Things are happening.
Maybe he can fly us up there, round trip or something. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
I wouldn't mind going to New York and maybe doing a strip show in Times Square, you know, while I'm there, you know.
You'll show your tits and everything?
Maybe going on some other David Letterman or something like that, you know.
Right.
Like Greg Gomberg's trying to get me on David Letterman. Talk about the Seeds movie I'm in with Sky Saxon, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I was really hoping to see the Karen Centerfold documentary.
I don't know if you ever will. We have to get Xenia Chin to give me the a copy of it.
Isn't like Sean Carnage in charge of it or something?
No, he quit doing it because I forced him to take it off the internet because I didn't want to put up with his abuse.
He loves you, though. He was telling me when he was on the More Music Radio Pod that he loves Karen Centerfold.
He did. He said that in order to insult me in the documentary, and I couldn't take it. I told him to take it off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told him if you want to insult somebody else.
Wow.
And he took it off. And I can get a copy of it, I think, from Xenia Chin, unless she's ripped me off for it. I don't know. She said she'd have it ready in April. She didn't do it.
You're very upset about it. I want to see that. I'm very upset about it.
Email her and tell her I want
I want you guys to come to a compromise. Like, why don't you just give them half?
If
like, okay,
the world
let them air
was
a couple
to end
things.
Tomorrow and there were only two cell phones and the president were to call Xenia Chin, she would not pick up her phone.
Really?
That's right.
Why don't you try, like, calling from a different number?
She won't answer it.
Okay. Do you know where she lives?
Yes. Mm. I don't want to go up there, you know.
Maybe we should go there with a
if you
want
to talk to her, go to Santa Monica College. That's where she's at. You know? She takes some class there.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Are you doing anything? We got 1 minute left in the show. Anything going on with Karen Centerfold? You got any shows going on? What's up?
Yeah, I'm
going
to be at the Mime Club. I'm presenting Vulture, The Hiccups, a band I'm in called The Hiccups. I'm the lead singer.
What date is that?
On June 23rd this month, Saturday night.
June 23rd, Saturday night.
Yeah, at the Mime Club.
And
so you're invited.
I want everybody to check out the Mormons on Saturday, June 30th at the Stardust. We're playing with Panic Movement. We're playing with a couple other bands, really good bands. I just don't have it in front of me right now, but I do know that we'll be at the Stardust on Saturday, June 30th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, Million Kids. And then there's another band. We check it out over at facebook.com/TheMormons. And we check us out there and we'll have all our information there and shit. But I don't know. We did our best with tonight's show. I mean, it could have been worse. I want to thank Karen Centerfold for coming down tonight. I really do appreciate it.
Good to see you.
And we'll check you next week on the More Music Radio Pod. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.